Parashat Vayakhel. This week's commentary was written by Rabbi Matthew Berkowitz, Director of Israel Programs at JTS. Betzalel and Aholiav, models then, models now. Parashat Vayakhel is replete with the material details of the tabernacle and its wares. This sacred building project becomes the focus of Israelite energy in the latter part of the Book of Exodus. But more than the project itself is the quality of the people behind it. Vayakhel pointedly and poetically reintroduces us to Betzalel and Aholiav, the master artisans responsible for the construction of the tabernacle and its appurtenances. What makes these two individuals worthy of this sacred task? To begin, we are first introduced to these characters in Parashat Ki Tisa. The Lord spoke to Moses, "See, I have singled out by name Betzalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have endowed him with a divine spirit of wisdom, insight, and knowledge in every craft. Moreover, I have assigned him Aholiav, son of Ahisamach." Rashi explains the qualifying characteristics of Betzalel, remarking that wisdom is that which a person learns from others, insight is that which one understands from the heart, and knowledge is a gift from God. In other words, they are gifted with keen wisdom that is imparted from above them, around them, and within them. Intelligence, spirituality, and divine inspiration are joined together in these remarkable creators. Or as we like to say in modern parlance, the Torah and Rashi have an appreciation for multiple intelligences. The intelligence of the brain, think, the intelligence of the heart, feel, and the intelligence granted by the divine spark, transcend. Second, Parashat Vayakhel adds that they were endowed with the ability to teach which was given to their heart. Commenting on Exodus 35:34, Ibn Ezra writes that there are many wise individuals who find it challenging to impart their knowledge effectively to others, and behold, Aholiav is the assistant of Betzalel in the creative work of building the tabernacle, and he too has the ability to impart wisdom to another. That said, an inability to teach effectively may derive from the lack of an innate pedagogic talent, a dearth of formal training, or an unwillingness to share. Far from holding the sacred endeavor close to their chests, Torah tells us that they were given the gift of being talented pedagogues. That is to say, they transmitted their wisdom to others. Building a space for God could not be the narrow realm of two esoteric artists. The artisans must be able to communicate and teach others to be part of this holy project. In doing so, they are quintessential teachers, precise in instruction and generous of spirit. Finally, Rashi highlights an important detail about this talented pair. In response to Exodus 35:34, he writes, "Aholiav is from the tribe of Dan, which was one of the lowest status tribes of Israel, coming from the sons of the handmaids, and yet God placed him as an equal to Betzalel in the building of the tabernacle, and Betzalel is from one of the greatest tribes, i.e. Judah. In doing so, God fulfilled the verse in Job, 'God does not favor the rich more than the poor.'" Accordingly, Rashi is teaching us that Betzalel and Aholiav are taken from two very different social strata in Israel. As such, they model inclusivity, call it divine affirmative action. When undertaking a project of this scope, one must be attuned to a spectrum of voices and talents that come from the rich and the poor, from students and teachers, from the affiliated and unaffiliated. Building a place of God demands totality of vision and communal embrace. Multivalent wisdom, the ability to teach, and inclusivity make Betzalel and Aholiav the perfect choice for the construction of a space filled with God's presence. It is indeed an important lesson to all of us, that ultimately, the way we bring God's presence into our midst is through effective teaching, wisdom learned from many sources, and connecting with the broad diversity inherent in community. If you enjoy this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online, and you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.